What kind of, what did you wear to work when you went to work? What kind of clothing did you wear?
Well, I wore jeans and a shirt or sweater, you know. And on Friday, well, we would go out and eat, and we'd wear a skirt and a blouse. Or after work or at lunch hour.
Just a group of ladies would go out?
Yeah.
What did you wear around the house when you got home?
Well, sometimes I'd wear a dress, but most of the time I didn't feel like getting a bath till after I got through work. Then I put on my gown.
So you just wore jeans around the house most of the time, except when you wore dress occasions?
Yeah.
Did you do that before you started working in the factory? What kind of, you didn't? I mean, I know you didn't work out of the home when you were in the South, but what did you wear around the house then?
I wore dresses, and now I wore slacks,
You did?
Yeah. Our mama made us overalls out of Uinter sacks.
Okay.
And we wore them.
And you wore those around the house? Just
yeah,
just
but we couldn't wear them out nowhere when we went anywhere. Well, we had to wear a dress.
Did you ever go out in the slacks when you were up north?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When you got back home, you said that you helped around with the cooking and the cleaning and everything.
Yeah.
So who helped you with that?
My mother-in-law.
Just Ma? She didn't know what helped her. Granddaddy didn't?
No, he didn't do anything. He took your mama to the skating rink. He washed the cars.
You know, you had an older sister. Well, you have an older sister and a younger sister that were still in the South during this time. How did your life, how was what you did for a living different from what they did for a living?
Well, it was a great difference. She worked in the lunchroom. And she worked 25 years in the lunchroom. And I did work 2 days in her place, and it was hard work. I said I wouldn't work there.
Do you know how much she made compared to you?
No, but I think she made fairly good. Not a whole lot, but... I think they make more now than they did back then.
Yeah.
So she retired.
And that was
in the lunchroom.
That was
the only place she ever worked. Yeah.
And where did Berthel work?
Well, Berthel worked a little bit at Midwest Metal Molding, and then they moved back to Alabama, and she worked in a sewing factory at Crossville. I don't know how much she made. And then when she quit there, she went to the Tidmore Nursery and worked till she retired.
But all three of you worked. All three of us worked outside the home. Okay. A while ago, you mentioned that you had never worked with any black people. You said that you didn't work. You never, there weren't any in Detroit. There weren't any in Chicago.
No.
What did the plants make it? Were they not allowed to work there? Was it segregated or?
No, I don't think so. They just nobody ever come for a job.
Just none of them worked there. When you had jobs in Alabama, you never.
No.
You never worked with anybody. You've never worked with anybody there. Okay. You know, mother was preschool when you were working, or in elementary, when you were working.
Yeah.
And there had to be a lot of other children, too. The women had to have, you know, the women working with you, there had to be a lot of kids. Was there any kind of child care or anything that was provided by the factory?
No.
You had to come up with something else. So who kept mom while you were working?
Oh, her grandmother.
Granddaddy's mother.
Mm-hmm. And then she went to kindergarten.
Yeah. Okay. Can you compare how your work experience was with that of your mother's? I mean, did your mother work outside the home?
Well, in Hoover days, she done washing and ironing for people for a living. For doctors and, you know, people that had plenty.
Yeah.
And she bought what groceries we had with that money. And outside of that, she worked in the fields and everything. That's all she ever worked.
She worked in the cotton fields. And
oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that what your dad did? Was he a farmer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Always farmed.
Yeah. So, how did she feel about you having a job in a factory?
Well, she thought it was great because I'd send her some money, you know.
Yeah.
To help somebody take care of her because she was sick. And I'd send her money and I'd buy her dresses and things like that, you know.
So she was proud of you?
Yeah. She was proud of anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Did she wear those overall things? You know, you said they made she made overalls for you and your sisters. Did she wear the overalls to the field?
No.
She wore a dress.
She always wore dresses. I never seen her in a pair of pants.
Never did. Mm-hmm. Going back to your plant work and things, about how many hours a week did you work?
Oh, about 40 hours. Sometimes we'd get maybe an hour over, or 2 hours or something like that, but hardly ever.
Did you get paid time and a half when you worked hours over?
Yeah.
And, okay. And, you know, back a while ago, you said that there were more women than men that were working in the plants.
Yeah.
Why do you know why there were more women?
Well, I guess that they didn't want to pay them.
They paid
the men more. See, the men made more than the women.
All men made more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you were the first woman hired in.
Yeah.
The last man that was hired in before you quit, before you moved and went out, would he still be making more than you were even though you had top seniority?
Probably.
So he was started out at almost $5, whereas you had to work.
Well, I guess I started out about $4. See, I was making nearly $5 when we left there.
Yeah. So you worked your way up to almost $5 in 10 years.
Yeah.
Whereas a man coming in would make almost that much starting out.
Yes.
Okay. And back to the union thing, how do you remember anything specifically the union about your union? Anything that it did for you or anything?
Well, it gave us a vacation and health care. If we had to go in the hospital or anything, well, it paid it. That's about all I know. Your granddaddy liked to get his finger cut off and it didn't cost him nothing.
Because
that paid it.
How was the union started at your plant? Was it already there when you got there? Or?
No. Oh. Everybody was wanting the union because they didn't want to pay nothing. And they just slipped around and started, and they started talking about the union. And then your granddaddy went down to the main union office and he told them how to do. Get everybody to sign if they wanted to join. So everybody signed and wanted to join because they get more benefits. And I do remember we did have one colored man. He was a janitor.
Oh, so you did have one?
Yeah. But he was real nice.
So he made less than...
Yeah, I guess he did. You know, he'd just come in late in the afternoon. But they had two shifts. They had an 8-hour day shift and 8-hour afternoon.
Did they overlap or did the second shift come in after the first shift?
Not too many.
Do you remember if your wages went up when you got a union?
Yeah, I believe they did.
So it did help you, wage-wise, too.
Yeah.
This is the second part of the taping session. It's November 29th, 1994, and we're at the home of Linda Morgan. And, Grandmother, what was it like when Granddaddy came back from the war? Was it difficult for him to find a job? Was it hard for him to find work?
Yeah, it was real hard for him to find a job. He finally found one hauling fertilizer, and it was real hard on him. And he didn't made barely enough for us to live. And we had to cook on a wood stove. And
were y'all still living with Ma Tidmore?
No, we lived out to ourselves then.
Oh, okay.
When he was hauling fertilizer. And time he'd buy our groceries and pay our light bill and water bill, we didn't have nothing left. So we had to leave.
So that's how he found out about the jobs up north?
My brother called and said for us to come up there and he could get him a job.
Mm-hmm.
So we went up there and he got a job working in this molding shop. And
that's Uncle Toot that you found there.
Yeah, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked there all several months, and then I decided I'd go put in an application there and get me a job, and that would help out. So I worked there a while. I run a little press machine making molding to put on cars back then. Now they don't use that. It was chrome.
So like molding's like a stripe on the side of the car, except
yeah,
it's
only it was
a piece
chrome.
Of metal. Yeah, chrome.
Chrome.
Okay.
And now then, they put stripes instead of that. And I worked there till they went out of business. And then, from there, I went to Midwest Metal Mold.
And you did the same thing there?
Yeah.
Was it like you took a piece of metal and then you pressed a form down into it that made the little tunnel?
It's as long as that coffee table. And there was a pattern. And maybe it'd make, you know, a round like or a point.
Okay.
Pattern. And on the other end, it would be straight so they could get the tacks in
it. Okay. And then they just tacked it to the car.
Yeah.
When they took it to the car plant.
Yeah.
And did everybody in that plant do that?
Yeah.
Made some kind of molding?
They had, yeah. Not everybody done it. Now, my husband, he run that molding off the machine, and we had to do it on another machine.
Yeah.
He was running a rolling machine. I think I told you that once before.
Yes, I think so.
And so we had a round table, and it just went around and around, and that molding would polish it, you know. We'd rub stuff on it and we'd polish it and it'd really shine. And I'd look at it so long until I'd get sick and I'd have to start back on the... We called it punch press. And that's
about all for the...
That's about all about the molding business.
Okay, and the women that were working there, you know, there were more women than there were men working there.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of women, or were there any women that were Southern like you were?
Yes. There were some Southern women, and there were some Italian. And there were several Italian women there.
Mm-hmm.
And men. The men, they had a dye shop, and the men would make them dyes to form that molding. And that's how we done that.
Oh, a dye like a cast, not a color.
It's not a color, it's just a metal piece.
Okay.
And they put that on there, and then we'd mash a pedal. It was electric. We'd mash a button, it's electric, but we'd still have to mash a pedal.
Yeah.
And do it just as fast as we could.
Did you get paid by the piece or paid by the hour?
We got paid by the hour.
That they wanted you to do.
Yeah, you had to work.
Yeah. So,
and so we got a 10-minute break in the